This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 164 million people in the American workforce. That's a lot, right? So when we decided to do a series about the jobs those people do and who those people are, we had to get creative. So we crunched some BLS data, we dug into the demographics, and we came up with 10 profiles of people we thought would fit the bill to represent the rest of us. And then we went out and we found those actual people because they are the ones making this economy work. But is this economy working for them? This is our series, The United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has your ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
That's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
We're in the Central Time Zone today. Nashville, Tennessee. The Belcourt Theater, an independent movie house.
I mean, the movies don't start for a while.
Run as a nonprofit.
So this is a projection booth.
Stephanie Silverman is in charge.
We're in the middle of a noir festival right now.
That's her.
It's real movies on real film.
Stephanie's 49. She's the executive director, which puts her in the same category as Michael, the CPA we met on Tuesday. Management, professional, and related occupations. 4 out of 10 of us are, in fact. So question one, how she came to be running the Belcourt.
Well, it was a slightly circuitous route, but, you know, I was a kid who loved the arts. I had a mom who was a musician in an orchestra, so I played the violin and then kind of realized that as much as I loved all this, I wasn't the most amazing violinist. And out of college, really started working for some smaller arts nonprofits, but mostly in the contemporary dance world for a long time. And so, though I had no background in the movie business at all, when I moved to Nashville, where my husband was, he's a musician, so Nashville, of course.
Of course.
This job came open, and well, I didn't really know much about exhibiting movies. I did know a good amount about building audience for challenging, interesting work, and that seemed to be a solid enough through line. And so, here I am now. 13 years later.
So that gets me to my next question, which is, I'm going to make a very rough comparison here, right? The executive director is in essence, the CEO, right? And you're flying above
Definitely.
This, right? So
yep.
What are the bigger economic issues on your mind besides programming the movie house?
Well, you know, as always, it certainly is things like, oh, you know, people's available income. Mm-hmm. You know, I think right now, and it's partially because of the city that we live in, Nashville is experiencing unbelievable growth. I mean, that's been wonderful on one hand because it's allowed for the growth of the Belcourt and for our success and for our great growing audience numbers. But it comes with it all those adjacent challenges. Most importantly, I would say right now is affordable housing for the people who work at the theater. Nobody makes $1 million working in an independent film house. And particularly for our front of house staff in a city like Nashville, they're mostly working artists. So they're just getting pushed further and further and further outside of the city. And I really worry that we're driving that community to the outskirts or to different cities, ultimately. Mm. And we're going to lose something that really is the heartbeat of this community that we all love.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about the folks who work there as this is basically a side hustle for them, getting them, you know, steady income relating to their other, most of them working arts jobs. And it occurs to me you're married to a musician. And while Nashville is probably a great town for like studio musicians and the rest, you're probably the breadwinner, right?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a little bit like having a spouse in real estate or something, right? Where years ebb and flow. So
yeah.
He's been a real working musician for his entire adult life. So he's never had a side hustle, I guess, unless like teaching at a university is considered that. But you know, he is teaching violin. But you know,
Wait, you're a violinist and you married a violinist?
Yeah, isn't that? But he's a good violinist and I am a bad violinist. Okay. So there's no competition left.
Fair
Although
enough.
We did briefly, when our older kids were younger, we had a family string quartet where I had to play the violin because he had to play the cello on a low instrument. And anyway, it was mortifying and I will never do it again. I will never play the violin in front of him.
Fair enough. But back to the point.
Yeah. But so, you know, I think what is different is that his years are much more mercurial than mine. So some years there's great, wonderful work doing really well-paid things, and some years less. And at least what I contribute is just a steady state, which has been helpful because we do have kids and we live in a city that's getting more expensive. And it's ended up being a good sort of balance for us.
Are you all doing all right? I mean, do you have extra money that you can put away or are you struggling?
We don't have extra money we can put away right now, but that is because we are on the third college tuition round of four kids.
Yeah.
So two are all the way through. One is, midway through his sophomore year. We got one more down the pike, but he's only 13. So all of our income that is not for the mortgage and food and those other core things really has gone into college for a long time now.
I hear you. Believe me, I hear you. but what would happen then? And I don't want to turn this dark, but it's kind of relevant because you never know in arts and you never know in this economy. What happens to you if the Belcourt had to close down tomorrow and you lost this job?
Oh, well, wow, that would really suck, most of all. But, I have a set of skills that are applicable in other arenas. I've raised a lot of money. I've organized a lot of people. I've built teams, and I've overseen an institution that has grown a lot. So I have skills that I think could move over into other areas of the economy. That being said, I am an almost 50-year-old woman, and I have heard from friends who have been in that situation that it's hard to be a woman who's almost 50 out in the job market right now. So, I have a lot of confidence in my skills and in the things I bring to organizations, and I think I have a track record of being good at what I do. I would not be excited about having to go out and sort of, vulnerably search for a new job.
That was Stephanie Silverman. She's the executive director of the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. Coming up tomorrow in our series, Different City, Different Line of Work, Same Love of the Job.
Growing up, like seeing these buildings get built and I'm finally being a part of one is what got me most excited about coming to work.
We've got more about the United States of Work and all the people we are telling you about and how we found them on our website, marketplace.org/work.